Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Shireen Davis is a Palestinian-American director, producer, screenwriter, and actor. When her debut feature-length film, Amrika, was released in 2009, she was named one of Variety magazine's 10 directors to watch. Her new feature, May in the Summer, is a culture clash drama comedy and is tonight's opening night film at the 9th Annual Berkshire International Film Festival. In the film, May Brennan, played by Shireen Davis, returns from New York City to her childhood home of Amman, Jordan for her wedding. Shortly after reuniting with her sisters and their long-since-divorced parents, myriad familial and cultural conflicts lead May to question the big step she is about to take. Shireen Davis is in the Berkshires ready for the screening at BIFF tonight, and she joins us now. Shireen Davis, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What made you want to tell the story that you tell in May in the Summer?
Well, I had I'd finished making my first film in 2009, and that story is about a Palestinian woman who immigrates to the U.S. with her teenage son and has to start life over. And in many ways, that story is about the experience of being Arab in the U.S. And so as I was taking that movie out into the world, I sort of realized that there was a whole other side to my own cultural experience that was not represented in that film and that I still really wanted to represent, and that was the experience of being sort of American in the Arab world.
Mm-hmm.
And really the two halves of those experiences make up my own cultural experience as a Palestinian-American. Both of my parents are Palestinian-Jordanian. I was born in the U.S., but I grew up sort of traveling back and forth between small-town Ohio and Amman, Jordan, in the West Bank. So I very much felt like, you know, the Arab in the U.S. and the American in the Arab world, and I wanted to represent those experiences in two movies that sort of go together like a diptych.
Amrika, the first movie that you mentioned, came out in 2009. How long mm-hmm. did it take you to write this one, to write May in the Summer?
I started writing it in 2009.
Okay.
And I would say it took me about, you know, 3 years. It took about 4 years for the movie to get off the ground. And you're pretty much writing the entire time until you're, you know, all the way up until shooting. So I would, I guess, to be fair, 4 years with all of the constant rewriting.
And what were the particular challenges of filming the movie, which is, I should mention, absolutely gorgeous?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, Jordan is a really, it's an amazing country and has so much to offer and really gorgeous landscapes, and was very important, you know, for me to shoot there, important to me to shoot there, just as someone who kind of grew up going there and has seen the country change so much. The country doesn't have a whole lot of film resources. There's a wonderful film commission there, and they very much helped facilitate production. But at the same time, there's not a lot of film equipment. The crews are somewhat experienced, but not as experienced or as fast a crew that you would find, you know, in the U.S. or Canada, which is where I shot my, you know, my first film. So it was quite challenging in that we had to bring a lot into the country. We had to fly in all of our key crew, obviously our main cast, and even a lot of our secondary cast. And we even had to fly in a lot of our film equipment from Beirut, which has a more developed film industry. So while that, you know, while it has so much to offer, there's only, you know, sort of limited resources within the film realm. And for a budget of our size to be kind of, you know, trying to pull off this international co-production that's shooting entirely in Jordan, it was definitely quite a challenge. And then, of course, not to mention the extreme heat.
Right.
We ended up shooting, you know, in Jordan at the height of summer. So we were shooting in July and August. And at one point, you know, we're shooting at the Dead Sea, which is the lowest place on Earth. And the temperature was 118 degrees.
Oh, that's...
So it was quite extreme.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's a full-time job to keep everyone hydrated in that kind of heat.
You mentioned
we were sort of dealing with things like heat stroke and, you know, food poisoning, and so, you know, along with the typical kind of challenges of making any film, you've got the challenges that are specific to making a film, you know, in the high heat of summer in the desert.
You mentioned flying in the cast, and I would like to talk a little bit about the amazing cast, the completely awesome cast you have in this movie. Could you tell us about the actress who plays your mother, please?
Yes, Hiyama Bass is a wonderful, wonderful Palestinian actress who's based in Paris. And she has been in a number of films, from The Syrian Bride to Lemon Tree to Miral. She was also in my first film, Amrika. Mm-hmm. So I worked with her prior to May in the Summer and just loved working with her. We had a really great experience. And I was, you know, instantly sort of plotting how I could do it again. So as soon as I started writing May in the Summer, I thought of her for the role of the mother. Hiyama is really interesting because I'd only ever seen her in these really powerful, dramatic roles. And when I met her, I realized she's very playful and has a wonderful sense of humor. So I was really excited to you know, write a role that was sort of where we could see that side of her.
I am a huge Arrested Development fan, so was excited as I started looking, like learning about the film and then watching it, of course, to see Alia Shawkat, who plays maybe Fumke in the film. How did you decide to cast her?
Well, I too am a huge fan of Arrested Development and a huge fan of Alia on Arrested Development. And I was so excited when I found out that she's Iraqi American. And I found this out from my executive producer, Alicia Sams, on my first film, On Amrika, back when I was casting the role of, you know, the cousins in my first film. And I met with Alia, and she was just absolutely perfect for the part. So, again, I worked with her on Amrika, and we just really hit it off. She has such great comic timing. She's so funny. She's has this dry sense of humor and wit, and, you know, she just, is so mature beyond her years. I just fell in love with her. So I worked with her on Amrika, and again, when I started writing May in the Summer and the role of the sister who's sort of really unconventional and really rebellious and, you know, struggling with her own identity issues and trying to figure out her sexuality, you know, Alia instantly came to mind. She has so much in common with that character. On a personality level, and she was able to bring so much to that character. And again, I had her in mind when I was writing the script, which was really fun because I'd never, you know, written with actors in mind. But I was able to write both the roles of the mother and the role of the sister with both Hiyam and Alia in mind.
And Bill Pullman plays your father.
That's right. Bill's amazing. Bill, you know, I didn't have Bill in mind when I was writing it, only because never in my wildest imagination did I ever dream that he would accept the part. So I didn't feel that I had the luxury to kind of think of, you know, a really great American actor. And I wanted to keep an open mind because you never know, you know, who you're going to end up getting.
Of course.
But I just thought Bill was so perfect for the part. And, you know, the part of a man who is working in an American, you know, diplomatic capacity. He's living in Jordan. He's, you know, his first wife was Palestinian. His second wife is an Indian woman. So he's, you know, this sort of worldly, very well-traveled, very educated man who's really interested in other cultures. And, you know, and he really came to mind for that part. And my producer sent the script to his agent, and much to my surprise, we got a yes. And so I was really thrilled to find that out. And Bill was amazing. You know, he's really an adventure seeker, and I think he just loved the fact that we were shooting in Jordan and really wanted to go to Petra. So, you know, we sent him to Petra, and he just loved being there. And he was really someone who just took in every aspect of the culture and the country. He just appreciated being there so much. And, you know, he said yes simply because he really, you know, he really responded to the script and the part. And so that was really incredibly encouraging.
You, of course, wrote, direct, and star in the film. At what point do you decide that you're definitely going to undertake all of those parts of it? Do you know when you start writing? You're writing the role of May for you?
No, actually, I did not know when I started writing that I was writing it for myself, or at least I didn't consciously know. I knew I was obviously, you know, I was writing and directing, so I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really even know that I was producing, and the producing kind of came by necessity, you know, so it wasn't as much a decision I made as much as I needed to be the producer, and, you know, I ended up being sort of the lead producer. And again, that was kind of by mistake, but being in the film didn't come until much later, and I would say, you know, it was sort of 2.5 years into the writing process, and I was working with a casting director, and we were looking for someone to play the part, and I just was not finding exactly what I was looking for, someone who really embodied the spirit of the character, who had a strength, but also a real vulnerability that she was masking, really,
right.
really kind of hiding this, you know, vulnerability. And also, you know, there are specific linguistic requirements. She needed to speak Arabic, you know, without an accent, English without an accent. And so there was a real kind of specific thing that I was looking for. And as I was looking and I wasn't finding exactly that, I had a number of people encourage me to do it, to take it on. And I thought they were crazy. I just was like, I can't, there's no way that, you know, I could do all of that. And lo and behold, at some point, I just started to realize that it was part of my journey as a storyteller, as a filmmaker. It was part of my story that I needed to do it. And I also realized that the only reason I didn't want to do it was because I was terrified.
Sure.
And that vulnerability was actually perfect for the character of May. So I sort of realized that I needed to do it at that point. I realized that it was sort of the best thing for the film. And again, it was like, you know, I sort of put myself through the entire process. So I auditioned, and I saw that there was enough there. I wasn't fully convinced, but there was enough there that I called myself back. And, you know, I put myself through probably even a more rigorous process because I needed to make sure that I could pull it off. And then I ended up training with someone for about 1.5 years to give myself the experience of, you know, going back and forth between acting and directing. You know, because in one of the experiences in, you know, in acting, you're just so enmeshed in the character and the character's point of view, and you're seeing all of the details of what that character sees and goes through, and you also have to totally let go, and, you know, you don't know what anyone's going to say or what any, you know, you have to just allow yourself to lose control. And in the other role of director, you are all-knowing, you know, what everyone's going to say and do, how they're going to move about. You're in control of everything. So, you know, it's really sort of this mind game and this enormous shift in perspective. And I wanted to make sure that I had plenty of experience in that shift, because I think it really is about sort of exercising that skill. And I'm so tremendously glad that I did that, because, you know, it's definitely a big challenge.
Your character goes for a morning run fairly often. So as director, you get to say, oh, that take was good enough. It's too hot for the actor to run anymore.
I wish I was that kind to myself. Had it been another actor, I'm sure I would have, you know, been more aware of that. But I, you know, because it was me, I was like, oh no, I can do it. We need another, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we had what we needed.
Of course.
And I think if anything, I probably went overboard on myself, you know, really needing to make sure that I delivered what we needed. And so, yeah, I did as many takes as we needed just in general. And despite the heat, so I probably would have benefited from having worked with someone who was not me in that role. But it was, you know, it was a fun experience, and it really changed me in a way. It opened me up in a way that I'm really grateful for.
At what point in the process does the title of the film stick? Do you write the movie called May in the Summer, or do you write a movie and then the title comes to you later?
You know, funny enough, the title often comes to me early, and often it comes to me early and I think, oh, I think this is only a working title.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just going to call it this for now. And then somehow it ends up sticking because everyone ends up really liking it. And And that's sort of what happened with my both of my first films, with Amrika and with this one as well. This one came to me very early. You know, I thought May in the summer. May's not quite in the summer. It's almost in the summer, but it doesn't quite fit into the summer. It doesn't belong in the summer. And so there was sort of a feeling of, you know, being out of place. It felt kind of playful as well. The film is a drama with, you know, a healthy dose of comedy. So it felt like a title that didn't take itself too seriously. And so, yeah, it stuck relatively early on.
May in the Summer is written by, directed by, and stars Shireen Davis. It's the opening night film of the 9th Annual Berkshire International Film Festival and screens at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 6 o'clock tonight. For more information, visit BIFFMA.org, BIFFMA.org, or WAMC.org/roundtable. Shireen, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Sarah, thank you so much for the opportunity. It was great.
And have a great time at the Mehewi tonight.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Looking forward to it.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.